Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spain have survived Switzerland in a shootout, and Italy have seen off Belgium to book their place in the semis. This is Euro Overnight Update by Optusport for Saturday, the 3rd of July. I'm James Lawrence, and I'll be getting you up to speed on the latest news and results from Euro 2020.
This for a place in a Wembley semi-final. We off the ball, and Spanish eyes smile.
Spain have defeated Switzerland after a penalty shootout in their quarterfinal match in St. Petersburg. Luis Enrique's side took the lead in the 8th minute courtesy of an own goal from Denis Zakaria and were able to maintain their advantage for just over an hour of football before standing captain Jordan Shaqiri equalised for the Swiss.
And here is Foyler, and there's Shaqiri, and Switzerland are level!
Switzerland were then reduced to 10 men after a reckless challenge by Remo Freuler, however were able to hang on to force the game to a penalty shootout, where Spain, despite having two failed attempts from the spot, were able to claim victory. Here's what Swiss goalkeeper Jan Sommer had to say following his side's elimination.
We tried to stay in the game and as well mentally, and we were good inside, and they had no big chances in the first half. So we came back, and it's really sad in the end that we couldn't do it.
Spain will now progress to the semi-finals to face Italy, who have also progressed to the final four stage after defeating Belgium in Munich.
Some wider spaces out there. Doku sends it through. Here's De Bruyne. Oh, it's off the outside of the post. And Lukaku couldn't quite put it home.
A chaotic first half saw the Azzurri score twice through Nicola Barella and Lorenzo Insigne, before Romelu Lukaku pulled one back for the Red Devils from the penalty spot. Despite creating several opportunities to equalise, Belgium weren't able to score a second, seeing Italy through to their first semi-final in a major tournament since Euro 2012, a competition that saw them defeated by upcoming opponent Spain in the final. Tomorrow morning on Optus Sport, Denmark will take on the Czech Republic and England will take on the Ukraine in Rome. The three Lions are full of confidence after ending their Germany curse last time out. Here's what goalkeeper Jordan Pickford had to say as his side look for a semi-final berth.
Beating Germany was a massive game for us as a nation and massive game for us in the tournament football base. Then we just need to be on our way game come Saturday against Ukraine. We know it's going to be a tough game. Every game's tough, so we'll be ready for Ukraine on Saturday.
And that's all the latest news from Euro 2020. Be sure to check in later today for the Gegenpod Euro with David Wiener. I'm James Lawrence. I'll speak to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.